Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Zee Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
And this week we're helping out Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
So who are we going to be putting to the test for you?
My boyfriend, Jeremy.
Okay, and how long have you and Jeremy been dating?
It's kind of been off and on for a year or so.
Okay, so you've done the whole breakup, makeup maneuver a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean, at first, like, we were just friends, and then we ended up living together, and then we became more than friends, and then that lasted for a while, and then he got a different job and ended up at a new place.
Wow, so you guys have really been through the gauntlet then.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, and yeah. Now, do you have any reason to suspect that he's cheating on you? Like, do you have have you seen any text messages? Has he been acting different?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's definitely been acting different. Like, he doesn't seem as into me as he used to be, and I keep seeing other girls make comments on his Instagram and his Facebook and all that
stuff. So basically enough to make you a little jealous.
Yeah.
And, you know, enough to maybe do a quick double check to make sure there isn't anybody else in his life that you don't know about.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Well, let's do that. What we're going to do is we're going to offer Jeremy a free dozen roses that he can send to anybody he wants. And then you're going to get to hear who he chooses to send the flowers to and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, and question two, how certain are you that when he gets these free roses to send to somebody, that he's going to pick you?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. Like I said, you know, he doesn't seem as interested in me as he used to be.
Okay, so. Well, let's find out.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Jeremy Van.
Yeah, this is Jeremy.
Good morning, Jeremy. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from a brand new floral delivery service called FloralDesigns.com. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling is to ask if you've ever heard of our company before. So have you heard of FloralDesigns.com?
No, not that I can remember.
Okay, well, basically, we're a new online flower shop, so the next time you need to send flowers to someone, you won't have to drive to the flower shop or pay for expensive deliveries. Plus, you won't even have to go online and order anything, because we have our own app, so you can order flowers with the push of a button.
Oh, cool, cool. And what did you say it was called again?
FloralDesigns.com.
Cool. All right, well, I'll look you guys up then.
Well, actually, you don't have to. The reason I'm calling is because we're trying to spread the word about our company. So we're giving people a one-time only free use of our service. So basically, we're going to let you send someone a gorgeous bouquet of red roses, and we'll pick up the cost. So is there anybody you'd like to send some beautiful red roses to?
Wait, so it's free. So I'll just pick someone and you'll send them roses, and then I do or I don't get charged for
it? You don't. You won't get charged for anything.
Wow, you guys must have a pretty heavy-duty marketing budget. How many times are you doing this? You're going to go out of business before you even start.
I know, right? We're actually just trying to get people to use our service so that if they like it, the next time, you know, next time you need flowers, you choose to order from us instead of, you know, your local place.
Got it. Cool. All right. Awesome.
Okay, great. So you want to try it?
Yeah, I do. What do you need from me?
Okay, so I just need the name of the person you want to send flowers to and what you would like to put on the card.
All right, cool. Let's send them to Sarah McMahon. And then on the card, put something like, I can't stop thinking about you.
Okay, so I guess your girlfriend doesn't get anything then?
Oh,
Hello? Jeremy, do you want to explain this to me, please?
Do I want to explain what?
Hey, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man, this isn't really a flower shop. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on War of the Roses. Your girlfriend, Amanda, asked us to call you.
Let me just stop you right there. Amanda is not my girlfriend.
Oh, so now I'm not your girlfriend either?
You were never my girlfriend. You were a girl. I made a huge, huge mistake sleeping with you. And then an even huger mistake living with you. And I told you repeatedly that I want nothing to do with you.
Okay, so hang on a second.
What is going on here? Hold on.
So you and Amanda aren't in a relationship?
We're dating.
No, we are not dating. You are a crazy person who, for some reason, you will not let me live my life, and I just wish you would stop doing this kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah, I'm crazy, but yet you're the one who said you love me and wanted me to move in with you.
All right, I'm going to, like, say for the 100th time, I never said I loved you.
Yes, you did, and then you slept with me the whole time we lived together, or did you forget that too?
Okay, Amanda, let me hear Jeremy's side of the story here. So, did you tell Amanda you loved her?
No!
Okay,
did you tell her that.
Did you live with her?
Yes, I lived with her. We lived together, but, like, literally, man, that was, the biggest mistake of my life. Like, I meet this girl at a Buffalo Wild Wings, okay? We're both there to watch the same game, and she's sitting there by herself, so I invite her to come over to the table and watch with me. So we go out for drinks, and she ends up back at my place, and so that night we slept together. And then the next week, my roommate tells me that he's out of the condo that we're renting because he's found a new place, and now I'm stuck. I've got no one to live with me, and I can't afford the place by myself. So she's like, oh, you know, how about I move in? I've been looking for somewhere to live. I knew from the get-go, I knew this was a bad idea. So we lived together for maybe 3 months, and it was like something out of a f***ing horror movie. And she ends up coming into my room in the middle of the night. She tries to get in my bed without telling me. I catch her going through my room, like through my stuff in my room all the time.
Okay, she's not mentioning the whole time we were sleeping together.
Is that true?
We didn't sleep together all the time. But once in a while, after I'd been out partying, I'd come home, and there she is in my bed. But she got carried away, and she's calling me her boyfriend and telling me that we're in love and that we're dating. And I'm like, hold on, dude. Like, slow down. And then I told her that I was going to find a new place because I couldn't live with her anymore. I couldn't do it anymore, you know. And she was like, I'll help you look since it's going to be our place. I was like, no. I'm gonna live by myself for now.
You never said that.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, and you got all butthurt, and you faked being pregnant, because you thought it would make me stay with you, but then I busted that lie, and then I told you I didn't want to see you anymore, and then she starts showing up at my work, she hits up my friends trying to figure out where I live. She's a total stalker, dude.
That still doesn't give you the right to give another girl roses.
Us not being in a relationship gives me the right to give anyone I want roses, whoever it is. We're not together. We should have never been together in the first place. So, literally, Amanda, for the last time, please stop calling me. Just leave me alone. I'm done.
Okay. All right. So Amanda, I mean, I guess we know how Jeremy feels now. How do you feel?
I don't know. I'm fine. I mean, I know he still loves me. He's just scared to say it. Like, you don't get that emotional if you don't care, you know?
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.